U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in Portland today to talk about a boosted effort to enforce opioid laws in regions, including Maine, that have been hit hard by the epidemic. Fred Bever has details on that story.
Sessions told state, county, and local law enforcement officials that the Trump administration will hire a new federal prosecutor for Maine to focus on drug crimes. And he says federal officials in 10 states, including Maine, will prosecute every case involving the sale of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids, regardless of the quantity involved.
Depending on the purity, you could fit more than 1,000 fatal doses of fentanyl in a teaspoon. I want to be clear about it. We're not focusing on users, but on those supplying these deadly drugs.
Sessions says enforcing drug crime laws is one element of an overall $6 billion strategy to reduce opioid
abuse. It has three key components, of course, prevention, enforcement, and treatment. Our role primarily in law enforcement is enforcement, but I think enforcement is a part of prevention.
I think it's a great step towards getting the people that are poisoning our communities out.
Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce welcomed the prospect of boosted enforcement, but he also called for more government funding of treatment programs in Maine.
That's a problem, and that's one of the questions I'll have for the U.S. attorney is, what are we going to do sustaining the ability to be able to do the substance use rehabilitation? Hopefully, the next time we meet somebody from Washington, they're coming up to talk about how we're going to fund that.
Senator Angus King seconded the thought in an interview after he finished a roundtable discussion in Camden on the opioid crisis.
One of the things that we were hearing today is that there are treatments that actually work, that have good success rates, but that we don't have the infrastructure or the practitioners to provide the treatment, and we've got to try to work through that.
According to the state attorney general's office, Maine saw 418 drug-related deaths last year, the most ever. In the first quarter of this year, the proportion of deaths from pharmaceutical drugs declined, with non-prescription fentanyl responsible for a majority of the deaths. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.